The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
This is episode 525,006. Nope. Episode 152 of Thinking Outside the Long Box with Gabe, Ashton, Doyle, Tim, and Mel.
And Juan.
You motherfucker.
Oh, that's what I did wrong. Yeah. Start it over.
Nope, we're good.
Sorry about that.
We're recording.
Whose house?
Run's house.
Juan's house.
Run's house.
Hey, everybody. If you're on the live stream, welcome back. If you're not watching the live stream, be sure to check us out on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube or at twitch.tv/OutsideLongBox. Welcome to episode 152 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Ashton.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And today we are going to be talking about our pop culture classic chosen by Juan, Rent.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Sophia, you can come over here and talk about this.
I was like, who the fuck was
that? You'll have more to say than me. I did watch it.
Just switch with Ashton, because Ashton didn't watch this.
It won a Callaway Award, a Clive Barnes Award, a Tina Award. 1, 2, 3, 4 Tony Awards. 1, 2 Drama Desk Awards. A Pulitzer Prime. Another Pulitzer Prime. Obie Award. Outer Critic Circle. 1, 2 Drama Desk League. Theater World. Drama Critics. Won a shit ton of awards.
It's won a lot of awards.
Tony's, a lot of movies win these side awards. Doesn't mean they're good.
So.
I feel like that's exactly what those awards mean.
Have you seen like every. I mean, I'm not saying this movie, but. Have you seen like every
it won these back in 96
independent movie that has like 15 awards on it, and then you watch it and they're total garbage?
I'm just saying
there's
like,
a lot of awards
this
out
one,
there.
Pulitzers and Tonys.
That's yeah, those are the ones I said were good.
Impressive. Yeah. So here's the first thing. This is Juan's pick. Juan loves this movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
One of our coworkers,
oh, that
Taylor,
happens at the end.
Also loves this movie.
Yeah, so does Devin.
One of my no, does he really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. One of my skaters, Bowser, and her sister, Baby Bro, they actually love this movie as well.
Diana Van Burble.
Yeah, Diane Van Briggle.
She likes the movie.
Oh, she
Anna
loves
likes
the
movie.
Movie. Yeah.
So what's his name? That's always at John's place. Likes the movie.
James Zeef.
Zeef.
Yeah.
A lot of love for this movie.
There is a lot of love for this movie. So I felt a little under pressure when I posted on Facebook that I was going to watch this movie because everybody's like, oh my God, you're going to love it. It's the best musical ever.
I never said any of that stuff.
I'm not talking about you.
I just said I love the movie.
So like there was tons and tons of, this is my favorite musical. This is my
favorite musical.
This is my favorite movie got said to me several times. Like
that's weird.
Like there
definitely not my favorite
movie.
Way,
way, way into this. And when I watched it, I liked it. It was very good. But it wasn't like so great that I need to watch it again. Or I'm going to rush out and tell absolutely everyone I know that if you haven't seen Rent, oh my God, you need to see it.
It's like, also won several Stinker Awards.
Probably.
Well, yeah, what hasn't won Stinker Awards? Everything.
I haven't. I don't think I, in my presentation of why I wanted to watch this movie, I don't think I ever said any of those things.
No, not at all.
So for me, it is a movie I enjoy watching every once in a while. It is, it's, which is weird. And I think it's the musical aspect of it.
It's not a beat.
It's not. It's it is a beat. It is a beat.
I mean,
your family, they all kind of come back in the end.
Up. There's just a lot of bad decision making.
I said it
in this
goes
movie.
Up and
there
down and then back up again.
A lot of bad decision making in this movie. So the point where everybody's trying to get the guitarist guy. Sorry, I can't remember their names. The guy that plays
Angel?
Guitar.
No.
No, not Angel.
Not Angel.
Ricky.
Ricky.
No. The blonde guy who plays the guitar.
Yes, I know.
The Asian guy at the Chinese restaurant.
There's no Asian or Chinese restaurant.
No, those are true facts, Juan. I was wrong. The guy that plays guitar, whose name I cannot remember.
I'll get it right now because
when everybody's
can't.
Trying to get him to be with Mimi, Rosario Dawson's
Roger.
Character.
No.
All I can think
yeah,
to myself
Roger.
Is
Roger.
if he's a recovering addict, why the hell are you all trying to hook him up with an addict?
Because their friends are bad friends.
They are bad friends.
To be fair, he tries to get with her first. And that's where...
But then he realizes he's a junkie.
She's a junkie.
He's a junkie too. But he realizes she's a junkie, and he tries to remove himself from the situation, and all his friends are like, no, go be with her.
I don't think that happened until the end.
No, yeah, that happens in because
in the middle she comes back and he and you get a lot of in between with him trying to get her off and trying to help her, but you don't get a lot of friend pressuring.
Dude, Tom Collins,
his friends are starting to push him.
Are seriously like, why don't you go be with her? It's so stupid that you're not with her. She wants to do you. And he's like, I don't want to be with her because drugs. And they're like, it's okay,
as long as you're very careful. Just in another room.
Be nice with him.
Yeah, don't squash puppies.
She'll be
we'll
fine.
Call PETA. From the Hunger Games.
Oh, well, yeah. He'll fucking kill your ass.
That's not Dolomite. What the heck is that? That's Jimi Hendrix.
I don't know. It's like some random dude over there.
She's Dolomite. Saying all black people look the same is what she's saying.
Very racist.
Wow.
Real quick. The guy who plays Tom Collins, who is that?
He's Barry Allen's dad.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my god, I could not place that.
Like the whole movie, thing. I was like,
and I'm like, why do I know this man?
The whole movie, I'm like, I'm about to watch Barry Allen's dad kiss a dude.
Rappaport is in Discovery now.
Yeah.
What's her name? Mimi Marquez is Rosario Dawson.
She's in all Daredevil and Jessica Jones and stuff.
A lot of famous people.
Movies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty famous.
A lot of famous people.
She's incredibly famous. Yeah. So, Sophia,
every choice in this movie is a bad life decision.
You belong to a different generation than Doyle and I and Tim, or
Juan.
And Mel, okay?
Like, this isn't a thing.
So, I mean, it's a thing, but
it's not
like it was for us. And, like, New York is not like a fucking post-apocalyptic hellscape anymore. Like,
it's no longer the government lie it once was.
So, what did you think of this movie?
Personally, I liked the movie. I wouldn't go as far to say it was my favorite musical or my favorite movie, but I did like watching it. I feel like I would look back and watch it again. Kind of like the movie Crybaby. Like, I don't understand most of the references.
Oh, wow, fuck. I haven't watched that movie in forever.
I don't understand, like, most of what's going on a personal level, but I do understand, like, what is happening during the movie. So I liked it. I thought it was kind of... It's a lot different from where, like, from my view of the world. So it's interesting to watch and see kind of what it would be like back then.
It's my favorite musical. I've watched a shit ton of musicals, and this is definitely my favorite musical. Okay. It's not my favorite movie, but it's my favorite musical.
That blows me away.
I have watched
The Wizard of Oz is a musical, man.
I don't like The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz, or like The Wiz.
They're both musicals. The Wizard of Oz is a musical.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Now that I think,
I'm not a fan of
musical.
That. I don't like Sound of Music either.
I hate that movie.
Yeah,
I don't like that movie.
But I'm saying it's really popular.
I have a fiery passion.
No, I'm not saying what's popular. I'm just saying it's my favorite musical.
Not a huge fan of Grease.
I don't
either.
Like Grease.
That's
either.
My favorite musical.
I don't like Grease at all.
I mean, I like Grease. I just hate the musical Grease.
I don't like Grease on my pizza.
I don't know what that means.
I like greasy chicken, greasy fries.
Oh,
grease.
I'm with you. I'm with
grease.
You.
Grease all over my face, neck,
and
chest.
Oh, hey. Whoa, whoa,
from the chicken.
Clerks 2 has a musical scene in it. I like
that
better
than that. So my favorite musical probably is West Side Story.
That's true. I really like that one.
I like West Side Story.
My second favorite musical.
Better not be Cats.
No.
Fucking hate
God,
Cats. That's the worst.
Awful.
It is
awful
the worst.
Movie.
And Chicago is really good
Chicago's
on stage.
Really
if you've ever seen it, you should go see it on stage. It's really
stage.
Good.
That I've seen Sunset Boulevard on stage. I've seen Madame Butterfly on stage. But
you should go to the Dinner Theater.
Genuinely,
it's good times.
My second favorite musical, Book of Mormon. That shit is the funniest shit I've ever watched.
You know what? It's got a really good message.
It does. How about you?
Have a lot of wives.
Doyle? What's your favorite musical?
it's not a genre I prefer.
Yeah, but I have to have one. Everybody's got
of all favorite. The ones we mentioned, The Wizard of Oz, probably. Oh, you just love that movie.
It is a great movie.
I don't understand how
people hate that movie.
I don't
like it.
Watch it very often.
I don't know. I just don't like it. It's just
kind of boring.
It's very boring to me. It's boring.
Are you noticing that the younger people are saying that they don't like The Wizard of Oz?
Me and Doyle are almost the same age.
It goes like this.
Me and Doyle are almost the same age.
Let me show you. This is how you don't like The Wizard of Oz. I really don't like The Wizard of Oz either. That's how you do it.
It's just super slow paced for me.
Yeah, even if you like linked it up to Pink Floyd.
Gabe, how old are you?
I'm 41.
You're same age as I am. How do you not? So, what your favorite musical is? West Side Story.
Yeah.
Because I saw Wizard of Oz before, and I love West Side Story. Don't get me wrong.
Are you a shark or a jet?
I'm a jet. When you're a jet all the way from your.
I don't think they're gonna let you be on their team, bro. You're a little bit heavy.
I am pretty heavy.
They just don't.
You can't
dance like
that. I would definitely be the worst dance fighter. That's for sure.
I will tell you.
Side note: at 41. His mother made him watch it constantly. Oh, well, that's not fair.
Fucking childhood trauma ruined fucking Sound of Music for me.
I have a dumb question, because this isn't a genre that is my forte. I have not seen a lot of plays. I've probably seen them all, a lot of movies. Is Xanadu a musical?
I don't even know what that is.
No, it's a roller skating opera.
It's terrible.
It's like maybe one of the worst
I don't like operas.
But it wouldn't be considered
music. Operas are awful.
It's just roller skating.
But it's bad.
It's genuinely considered one of the worst films ever made.
It's bad.
Like, why are we talking about Xanadu? Because
I didn't know if it was a musical or not.
Ugh, that movie's fucking terrible. I looked
up some musicals just so I could see.
Oh, coming back to Wizard of Oz.
We're circling back.
Personally,
I forgot that Little Shop of Horrors is a musical. Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, you know what?
I haven't seen that in fucking forever.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you were going to say something about it.
Oh, well, like, The Wizard of Oz, I don't like it personally, the movie. I think it's super boring. But if you watch Once Upon a Time and you watch, like, The Wizard of Oz, like, section of it, it's super good. Because it's not super boring, and you don't just... Like, you actually sit there and are awaiting something that actually is going to be good. When you're, watching The Wizard of Oz, it's just like, you know what's going to happen.
It's fucking slow.
Return to Oz is so crazy slow. Ass movie if you've ever seen
when
that.
When we were our age, it was very exciting.
When I was your age?
When I watched it happen when I was that age, there wasn't a lot of things like that out there. So her going back and saying,
that's why you're in love with things, I think, that I may not be. Because I just not, it is definitely a nostalgia.
You can't discard what was there. When it was there, because there's a reason that it holds the relevance that it does.
Relevance is the word you're looking for. I'm not discarding
fast pace or anything either, though.
I don't think so. Like,
it's just like a slow movie about.
For me, the music is a lot more exciting.
Decisions.
For me, the music is a lot more exciting.
I like. You can
say the music's better written or whatever, but.
That's what's upbeat about
literally,
it for me,
like,
is the music.
There's some musical...
What bad choice will these characters make?
But I'm not talking about choices.
But it just got old to me after a while. I'm like, dude, seriously, how are these kids all dead? Like,
yeah. They made bad choices.
I'm gonna quit my job.
You're liking a fucking stuffed straw man in Wizard of Oz. Come on.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Come on, though. Like,
yeah, I like women-led movies. That's what I'm saying.
Full circle.
I feel like those things hold a certain place in people's heart or in history or nostalgia.
Even beyond
but I just
nostalgia,
don't.
I
don't
like,
I like
it better.
That's
right.
All. I just don't like them.
It's not. I don't prefer musicals at all.
I mean, a musical? Nothing. I never
but it
watched
makes me
musicals.
Judge
never my, until I was older.
Up there.
A nostalgic movie. I'm sure not a lot of people like this movie, but High School Musical.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm
go away.
Sorry. Did I
age group? Boo. That happened like 5 years ago. Is that
stop
nostalgic?
For her, it is.
I know.
For her, that was forever ago. That was like a half a lifetime ago.
Right?
I was 6 when
that
movie
came out. Woo!
Obsessed with it. Yeah, you were. Oh my God. Yes, you were. So, I've seen Rent before, and
wrong.
It was... I don't know, maybe...
Wrong? 15, is that what you said?
I said wrong.
13 years ago is when I first saw it, and then I got to watch it again with these two for their first time. And it was really interesting to me to kind of watch
Fortunately, we didn't get AIDS.
We did not get AIDS. It was interesting to
me. Do you catch AIDS or HIV?
Wow, you guys are interrupting.
Yeah, we always do that.
Welcome
I know, but it was interesting to watch it with her and to kind of watch her reactions as it came about because she hasn't lived through an AIDS epidemic. Dude, I remember.
I haven't lived through it.
I know you haven't. Yeah. Like, if I say Ryan White, do you have any idea who that is? Right. I mean, you don't even know what the hell chickenpox are, so.
Like, that's not a thing anymore.
Right. I do remember the chickenpox. I remember chickenpox parties.
There's a chicken outbreak right now.
I had chickenpox.
A chicken outbreak? Ooh, fuck, chicken. Are they everywhere?
It's like crazy.
This is for Tim.
I'm looking at UNC right now. Jaden got a thing. One of the football players got chickenpox.
Vaccinate your children.
Vaccinate your children, please.
But, like, I remember Ryan White. I remember the AIDS epidemic. I remember how people...
Magic.
I remember my mother telling me...
Magic? Like, what a big deal
Magic
Johnson was?
I remember when Magic Johnson came out and said he had HIV, people didn't want to fucking play basketball.
Rich.
I was a child, and my mom would tell me not to sit on a toilet seat because she was scared I would get AIDS. And...
Sure.
You barely know what that is. And now we're living in a time where I have friends who have HIV and they're thriving.
I don't know anybody who has HIV or AIDS.
You think you don't.
Well, of course. Of course.
Then, you know, the other thing too with Rent is you have a whole bunch of heroin addicts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird how that like circles back because this is 2019. So that's what, 30 years?
1996 is when it came out.
But it's placed in 1989.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 30 years later, and now what are we seeing? We're seeing opioid epidemics. We're seeing people die of heroin and stuff like that. I have friends who have died from heroin overdoses, and it's funny how some things change and some things don't, but watching it kind of like through her eyes and her being like,
heroin.
I've never seen this shit
before. Lasting power than AIDS.
It does.
For sure.
But so, really, it was just fascinating to me.
Really quick, I'm going to go to some of the YouTube comments.
We're on YouTube too.
This is going back one episode. Diane says Cloverfield was weird.
I agree.
Okay, so she loves Rent. Absolutely the best. She says, Gabe, you need to watch the behind the scenes disc. So one thing that's kind of important about Rent to know about the story and the writer, the guy that wrote it as it was being shown for the first time.
The very first time.
He passed away, like, in the theater while it was
going on. He died the morning of it.
Oh, I heard it was in the theater.
He died the morning. So he never got to see the success that it was.
Really? That's wow.
She wanted me to...
Not of AIDS. And he had AIDS, I think. Yeah. And he died...
probably died of...
He died of aortic aneurysm, believed to be from Marfan syndrome, which I don't know what it is.
So it probably has to do with his AIDS, though, because your immune system breaks down and it's easier for you to catch things.
I heard they Abe Lincoln'd him, but that's just me.
Was he in the theater?
Diane wanted us to know that Mimi goes after Roger first, and then his friends think he can hump her. I think that's what she said, hemp. But I think she means hump. And then she also wanted to point out High School Musical is from 2006, not 5 years ago. So it is actually like a 13-year-old movie.
Yeah, so that was when we were born. Yeah.
Oh my god!
From what I know, if you have not watched the actual play on Broadway, there are a lot of things missing from the movie.
Oh, help! Not hump.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, my bad.
Are you sure, Zookeeper?
And then she reinforces what Mel's talking about with the AIDS epidemic and the heroin and just kind of the culture that this comes from was a very real culture at the time. And I think I said to somebody when I was talking about, with Bowser specifically,
I love her.
If I would have seen this movie when I was like 18 or 19, like when it came out, this probably would be a much more important movie to me. But because we've moved so far past, like I said to you, the culture that evolved from those people, that art, bohemian, Brooklyn culture, we now think of as hipsters. I'm not saying they are, But like the culture, the subculture that evolved from that was just hipsters. And now a lot of the things they talk about in the movie come across as like passé and annoying. Whereas if I would have seen this when I was like 18, I would have been like, those people like the same things I like. Maybe I should move to New York.
You know? Nerdy dude.
Maybe I should be gay.
Mark
Harrell.
Like, back then, yeah, you're right. But nowadays,
Johnny,
Mark would annoy get out of the kitchen. The crap out of
go
me
that way.
I'm like, put down your latte and your infinity scarf.
Don't worry. I think Doyle blocked him for the most part.
He didn't come off like hipster. That's I told you that to begin with.
Right. And I
he didn't
I
come
mean,
off hipster
I don't
to
mean
me.
They are specifically, yeah. But the culture, the subculture
right.
that evolved
right.
from
that
those people where they're like talking about Ginsburg and communism and
right.
you know, let's talk about anarchism in the coffee shop and blah blah blah, like all
they
that turned into
that.
Like all that turned into what is now hipster culture mm-hmm. and like that
what?
So watching it, part of me is like, oh, I get
I
where
guess,
they're coming from
I guess
because
I don't,
it's 1989. But a part of me is also like, oof, these people would be really obnoxious.
I guess
right
I don't
now.
Put myself
like
in those shoes in movies.
Emo music was
because,
birthed a lot from really good music like Nirvana and shit.
Yeah.
Doesn't make Nirvana emo.
But yeah. I mean, I
just
guess
makes
I,
them responsible.
I don't put myself in those shoes because then when I watch something about like World War II, I'm not like, well.
I think
you know what I mean. Like if I'd understand this more if I was in World War II or whatever. Like I guess I just don't put myself in those kind of in that position.
Though is that neither of us lived through World War II. 1989, I remember, and I remember all the things that they were talking about happening. I remember how I was responding to it, and then the kind of people that I hung out with and listened to, like the big important conversations that they were having. And so in 1990, 91, 92, when I would have been in middle school when this came out, this would have been really important for me because I would have been like, oh, wow, they're talking about this. That whole Joie de Vie song, or no.
La Vie Boheme.
La Vie Boheme. I would have looked up every author and book that they talked about in that when I was in middle school and high school to learn more. Whereas now I'm just like, wow, that's, you know, that's pretty normal stuff. You know, it's just... The culture we live in now is so different that it's hard for me to watch it and not just be like, that's cool.
I guess I when we've had this conversation before where I don't watch movies to put myself in it or to be like, whoa, what was I when this was going on? It's just something I enjoy the music
Johnny,
to.
You gotta be not in
Johnny,
the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen. It's just something I enjoy the music to. I don't, like I said, I wasn't born there, but even if there's a movie that's happening now about these times, and there are, I don't think I would put myself in there as like, wow, or that's important. Or I just watch a movie because I want to be entertained. I don't dig so deep into it that stuff.
I don't even mean that. Like, I'm just saying now watching it, super entertaining, really enjoyable movie. Love the music, love the message, you know, just loved the acting in it. It was a great movie, but if I would have seen it
20 years ago,
this would have been, holy shit, this is my favorite
right.
musical of all time. It would have been life-changing. Your son is 100% ignoring you.
Johnny, out of the kitchen. I just don't have those movies. I don't have those life-changing, altering movies.
I have a few.
I don't. Like,
and they're all from that era.
It's too. Just weird to me because I don't look to movies for that.
You know, I think...
Fight Club.
So I think what's really interesting is, as a younger person, you have grown up in a time and a generation of movies that are just for entertainment. And I don't mean that like in a negative way at all, because that's what movies are for. But Doyle and I remember when movies went from... Not only are we going to try to make an entertaining movie, but we're going to try to make an artistic movie with a message. Like the whole rise of like independent films in like the late 80s through like the late 90s made a whole generation of people really think hard about what a movie was trying to say and do in a way that I don't think your generation or her generation really ever got. Movies are just for entertainment, and they're not trying to do something more than just be entertaining. And I think that's like Midsommar has something different to say besides just being entertainment. And as a consequence, I think you don't like it. And that's okay. You know, it's
I don't know that that's true.
It's part of it.
I think what you're missing, and maybe I'm not saying it right, is I like deep movies. I like thinking through the movie. It's just not what I go to movies for.
Right.
I don't need to, I don't, that's, it's weird to me that something on the TV would be life altering. That's weird to me. It's because that's not something that I look to for that.
Why and is that weird? I understand, you know, I don't look for it either, but if it's there, it's there.
I just don't get it. Nothing on the TV has ever been like, fuck, that was so good, it changed how I think about things.
And I think what causes that is the access. You can literally just go watch, read, listen, learn about fucking absolutely anything at any point in time right now. A movie like Rent, I never would have seen on TV. I would have had to actively seek it out. I would have either had to go see it live or see it in the theater.
They wouldn't put that on TV because
there's too much gay people in it. Mm-hmm. Like, so that access, there were moments where this is the first time I saw a gay person on TV. This is the first time.
Yeah.
This is the first time a cop swore in a TV show ever.
Yeah.
Fucking NYPD blew people's minds. The first time I ever saw
shit on TV and people feeled it.
Like the first time I ever saw like an art house film was Twin Peaks, and it totally changed how I thought about television and how I thought about movies and like. The first time I watched the movie Pi, it was literally just I grabbed it off the shelf because the plot sounded interesting. Because
you were hungry,
and it was, but it was like totally different from anything I'd ever seen in my life, and so it literally changed how I thought about movies.
I think I've just jammed my brain with so much shit
because you have access.
Because I love movies.
Exactly. You have instant access where we were like, we're telling each other, we're going from person to person, oh, have you seen this yet? And it builds this like intense idea. Like Cube is a great example, you know, that we talked about like what, 5 episodes ago,
something
six
like
episodes
that
ago. So Cube is a great example where I watched it, then I told Steve about it, and Steve watched it with his girlfriend who told her friend, and then there was like a group of 8 of us, and we all went to Village Inn and talked about what does the end of Cube mean for like 6 hours, right? And that's not something that happens really at all anymore, because you just go on Facebook and you argue with each other.
But I feel like that's the same thing, you're just not in
proximity
like this.
Exactly, and it doesn't create... Like, this is so much more powerful and important in a lot of ways than me just bickering with you on Facebook about it. Because
I don't want to bicker with you.
You know what I'm saying, though. But we can actually talk about it. And so much of you and I's friendship is based on we talk with each other about this stuff.
And
so much. So much of Doyle and I's friendship is based on us literally just sitting in rooms and talking about comic books and movies and magic cards for hours and hours at a time. And that's something that I think a newer generation is missing out on because of social media.
Yeah,
and
I just don't, here's it, but I don't think that, I think those talks are just happening in different spaces.
Probably.
I think they're the same. They're still happening. We communicate now more than we've ever communicated. Just because it's through a computer or through a phone or whatever doesn't mean it's not happening. What does that mean, though?
No.
But what is that? That's just a phrase that people see. That's just a phrase that people say.
I'm going to say actual words now. Like, not just a catchphrase. Like, what she means, I think, is that having an actual conversation with you where I don't have the leeway to just be a total fucking dickhead to you. Like, if I disagree. I mean, I can, but...
No, 'cause you have to look
but we'll
face,
but we'll stop
but
being
I mean,
friends.
But I mean, if we're friends, I think the conversation will be the same no matter where we're at. You're not going to be a complete dickhead to me over the internet than you any more than you would be here.
No,
there's a difference too, though. Because
like
people's opinions are different now than they used to be. Everyone now has like a sheep mentality is at large way more than it ever was before. And people's identities are less carved out, I feel like. I get that talking to my niece and nephew, my youngest niece and nephew, a lot. Or it's just like, if they're with their four friends, they all think exactly the same thing. They don't have a lot of like social cues. Like, if you put them in a new room with a bunch of new kids, they'll all just sit on their fucking cell phones.
I agree with that.
Like, they can't deal with each other in weird ways.
That's why I agree with that. Changing that's why
the way we communicate.
That's why the kids aren't on social media. I try my best to not put them on the internet. I try my hardest to not put them on an iPad. They go out and they play and they do what I think I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, at this point, as adults, we can have the same conversation whether or not we're in front of each other or not as friends. Some bozo fucking Joe Blow across the country is not going to have the same conversation with me because he's behind a keyboard. They're going to fucking do whatever they want.
Because the time's already built into.
No matter what, haters going
to
hate.
I agree.
Foundation's already built in.
No matter what, they are.
You know what I mean?
Honestly,
I'm just saying that's a weird statement to me because we can have that conversation without being in front of each other.
But I don't think people have conversations like this online very often.
You guys have the foundation of this for hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
You couldn't have that same level of conversation with someone that you've never...
Correct. And that's not what I'm not talking about strangers because strangers don't get together generally in a Denny's or an IHOP and just start talking to each other.
See, but actually, a huge chunk of my friend group is from doing that.
Because she's the only one that's coming actually from this generation.
Coming from a younger day and age, like, you guys think that we're always on our phones and always with social media.
Dude, I'm always on my phone and always on social media.
I love that we went on judgmental.
When we go to school... We don't get our phones. We don't get anything like that, and we actually have to interact with people. And that's
how do you do your homework, though?
We have our iPads.
Right.
But is that her choice?
No, not at all.
Yeah. That's not her choice.
But our teachers, since they're older, they've realized that we need to get off electronics, so they try and build, like, our social life. Like, not our social life, but they try and get us to interact as much as possible. Like, my teacher, she makes us, she has us read for, like, 20 minutes every single class so that we're not on our iPads. And we do most of our work off of our iPads so that she can get us to interact without being directed towards an electronic. And so I think where our teachers are coming from, they actually understand that we need to be off, like, the internet, and it's mainly our superintendent who thinks, like, here's an iPad, start working.
So how does that differ then, and I know we're getting a little off base from rent, but...
talking about rent a long time.
One might even say $500,200.
You don't know. Come on. Stop. Just stop. You're fucking it up.
That's the point, Juan. I'm terrible at things.
Let's be real. Like,
I'm bad at math. We established this a long time ago.
How are your interactions with people at school when you're face-to-face with them? Is it different than when, like, say...
Snapchat
or whatever. Because, like, when we go home...
Wait, do you have a Snapchat?
She doesn't anymore.
I don't know what social media is anybody's on.
No, but, like, when we go home...
Isn't that just for boobs?
What happens? We turn on the TV, we watch wrestling, it's Bailey, your dad, Ashton, you're trying to get away from Hannah, and Hannah's running around like a maniac, and me, and we're all on our phones doing what the fuck ever. We've all got screens
slots
in front of our fucking faces.
But I feel like in Johnstown, since we're such a small, like, place, we're so close together in the neighborhood.
You're also in Greeley, too.
Anyways, let her finish.
It's such a small town, I guess, that we can just contact the other person and then we can meet up. Like,
physical interaction.
I didn't doubt that physical interaction still took place between human beings.
I don't know.
But I'll say, like, working at, like, restaurants, right? I remember even up until I was in college age, if I saw a group of people, I would just go talk to them and hang out with them. And in fact, I've met people I lived with and moved in doing that kind of thing. I don't ever see that now.
I never did
when
that.
When I was a kid.
But even before the internet and having a phone, I never did that.
Some people might be different.
Never.
But when I was a kid, too, I remember being like at restaurants.
When
like
I was
Applebee's,
younger. When
and
I
saw other kids, and I would just go talk to those other kids.
Yeah, but when I was younger, I did. But when I didn't have a cell phone until I paid for my own cell phone.
Like I said.
And in that time when we went to IHOP or whatever, I'd never just talk to strangers.
There's individualism that still exists no matter what. You might have just been a shyer person, but I worked at a lot of restaurants. I'm saying I saw those interactions happen all the time. When I was a kid, like, again, if I saw kids playing coloring, I would just go ask, hey, can I sit down?
Yeah, I know that happens a lot.
I don't see that shit happen ever anymore.
Honestly, you guys ever. Think that we can't.
How much are you out into the real world with your work?
I still go out and see things. Like, I spent my whole weekend with my brother, his family. We went out to eat a couple different times. Right. I saw. Nobody talked to fucking nobody.
When you got, like, you
like,
guys...
I'm not just saying your generation. It's the electronics have plumed upwards into us, too.
Yeah. You guys think that we talk to so many strangers and that we're just, like, talking to random people on
No, I don't
the
think
internet,
that.
But we're always in our cliques. Like,
oh, I believe that.
No, he's literally talking about how we used to talk to strangers all the time.
Yeah.
They used to have to warn us to not talk to strangers because we would just walk up to people and be like, hey, how's it going?
Like, I had my friend group.
Out of the kitchen.
But literally, I saw a few people back in the day I thought were pretty cool. I talked to them. I ended up moving to Boulder for like 6 years and getting to know them because I met them at a Fridays.
Right.
I just don't see that kind of shit happening.
I never just randomly went up to talk to people. If there were people who were like, if we were friends and you brought a stranger, I'd talk to him. We'd establish friendships that way.
I genuinely have introduced myself to strangers a lot. I still do it. It weirds my kids out because I'll just
I have no problem
to
doing
random
it,
people because I'm used to that.
Well, I'm used to it. I do it for a living.
Well, yeah, that doesn't count. I'm
used
about
to
that.
I just don't want to. I don't know. I don't see the. For me,
you said you don't have to. It's not
right.
I'm just saying. I think that part of society doesn't even exist anymore.
Well, when we
or
go
it's like
and we hang
sharply
out,
on the decline.
Well, when we go and hang out with like our friends, but we're on our electronics. The whole point of us getting together is so that we're together. Like, my friends and I, whenever I go to their house, like, we're on the Nintendo Switch, but we're playing a game all together. Or we're doing Just Dance all together.
I'm not judging. I'm saying it's different than us, that's all.
Yeah.
But also...
Also, I love that you talk with your hands like I do.
my sidestep original point was that I think that a group of friends... could have the same strength of a friendship, whether we're doing this or whether it's online or whether it's on the phone or whatever. Is as long as you're talking together or you're being together, whatever's happening while you're together or whatever, you're still building the bond and you're still building the relationship.
I disagree because of every friendship I've ever had where it goes down to communicating just online, it eventually is just over.
Yeah, but you're not just online.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's what you're saying. It could be
I'm saying
we were on the internet.
I'm saying that we could have the same... I'm saying we could have the same conversation about, let's just say, this movie online, me and Gabe. Not just solely forever and ever, but every once in a while we get together, we do this, but
do
we could still have that
if
conversation.
You could if you hadn't spent all these hours in real life talking to each other.
No, I'm saying. I wouldn't... He would have been a stranger at that point. I wouldn't have devoted the time.
But I think,
and then as soon as he says something you don't like, you guys are going to light each other's asses up, and that's.
I just think it's way different.
That's the internet.
I don't. I'm not saying it's. I'm not saying it's the same. It is different. I'm just saying that it's not bad that we as a society are communicating so much more in different ways.
I think that is to be determined.
I feel like our phones.
Okay.
Honestly.
That could be.
I feel like our phones are trying to help us connect, so we do try and get together.
I hope that
friends.
Our phones are consciously not doing anything. It's a bad start.
Well, like,
that's terrifying.
Well, there's people on Facebook family that I talk to that I would never talk to otherwise.
Yeah, it's all bad, obviously.
Our phones help us get together as like much as possible. We try and get together as much as possible, but we're always on our phones because we're always talking to those same people. So we are still talking to them for hours on end, more than you would if you weren't able to contact them at all.
Just saying it looks really weird.
That's
when
true.
I see a group of 10 people hanging out,
you
not talking to each other.
You might be building a stronger relationship because you're constantly in contact.
Yeah,
rather than if you didn't have a phone and not able to contact.
I've made no judgments. I'm just saying, looks weird.
And you can tell when people are, like, reading your messages.
But also, Gabe's a grown-ass man. I feel like he can do two things at once and talk to his wife or talk to his kids while he's doing something on his phone. And I feel the same way, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like, I think everybody's, like, thinking, like, it's, like, one way or the other. Like, obviously, electronic communication has good parts to it.
It has huge benefits, like,
I'm not saying, like, burn it on a stage. But it is weird that, like, people are looking like they can't communicate in public as much as they used to.
But you're getting tiny little snapshots of people's
lives.
Every
team I go out and sit down anywhere, it is obvious that people are not talking to each other, including the people at the same table with each other. Even my own family, I was like, motherfuckers, put your phones away.
I have my phone out and I'm in the conversation.
Like, it's weird as hell to me that I'm sitting with a fucking 7-year-old, an 11-year-old, my brother and his wife, and I'm the only one not touching my phone.
I like having my phone out.
I feel like...
I'm just saying, I think it's weird. I think it takes away from, like, some personalized communication. Whether it's bad, who knows? Maybe we're all just robots in the future and nobody talks to each other. But it's fucking weird, dude.
So
I don't think it's weird. I think it's different.
That I agree with. I agree with Juan that it's probably just different. And things will change. I'm with Doyle on the it's to be determined whether it's really a good thing or a bad thing. So we should probably wrap this one up really quick. Let's talk. Diane gave us a couple more comments specifically about life-changing moments for her. She said sometimes you find it even if you're not looking for it. She remembers when Dr. Mark had his brain tumor on ER. That was fucking soul-crushing if you watched that show.
I remember this. I didn't even watch ER.
And then when she talked about – when we were talking about NYPD Blue, she said that on rerun episodes, they brought up the sound of the ocean over the shit and never replayed it on TV again.
I don't even remember talking
Those things are just not weird to me. They're just not – it's just not – when Barry Allen's going to die on my screen, it's just not – it's going to be like, oh, fuck, that was sad. And then it's cool. That has nothing to do with my life.
It's just, it's very different because, like,
it's I don't very think And I've because, spent a shit ton of time
but
on
it's
that.
Also,
I also
it's
don't
also
think
how
you look
watch
at
television.
Subconscious see there. Like, when you hear things like, you know, with great power come great responsibility, I don't think mind blown, life changed. But as I grow up and you get little messages like that and all your shit, it probably does affect the type of person that
you probably
are.
Does. I don't disagree
with
that. I think
that's where
I
like,
don't disagree with that.
So a lot of people are coming from my
talking.
No, I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I just don't have a singular like movie that I could point to like he does to be like, fuck, this changed what I see and what I think, and you know what I mean? I don't have those things cuz I don't watch shit like that.
I can think of moments. I don't know if I have a movie that well, I don't know.
So,
like I said, Jurassic
Park
blew me away at a certain time.
There probably are little slogans and little things that have structured who I am, just subconsciously or as I've walked through life.
I would hope
life.
So. Automaton.
So talking about people talking on the internet, she said too many people on the internet believe their opinions are facts. You're objectively wrong. No, just kidding. And they'll internet fight to defend them. So much information out there, but very little.
See, and I don't like the internet strangers fighting with each other. All right. I was saying was that a relationship that me and you have could survive as well on the internet, not just face to face.
I get what you're saying.
I don't want to talk to some Joe fucking stranger. I don't give a fuck about him. Like that's I don't care.
And then she said it's too much like the world of WALL-E, and that's scary.
You know, I don't think I could ever
I'm not
just,
scared.
Like, be
I look
on
like
a chair.
Dude from
Wall-E. I think that would be so uncomfortable, and you're like, I couldn't do that.
To me, it feels insulting. Like, when you're sitting there with somebody and they can't not look at their phone for 5 seconds, it's like, we could just have this conversation with me back at my house and you back at your house.
Yeah, but not with pizza in front of us sometimes.
We could, actually.
That's actually pretty easy to solve.
It can come to my house, too.
Sometimes that pizza doesn't go out, bro. I'm just saying.
So, let's come back to Rent. Me, thumbs up. I really like this movie.
Huge thumbs up.
Thumbs middle
for Doyle. Yeah. How about you?
Santa Fe and Cover Me are my two favorite songs. I'll cover you.
Thumbs up. I really like the movie.
I think it was good.
The
movie has good music.
All right.
I think it was just not my favorite.
Now, we're going to go around this way, and we're going to do our number rating scale, and then I want you to give it a number rating once you've heard how our number rating scale works.
Okay.
So I give this a solid... 3.5 out of 7.5 of 10.
Are we just talking about musicals?
No, just musicals.
I mean,
in general.
Give it a 4.5 out of 5 out of 8.5 out of 9.
Okay, that's good. That's a good rating.
One in one half out of three. Out of seven and one half.
Okay. That's a solid, like, lower
half. I got like a quarter thumb in this movie. Yeah, it's like a quarter. Like I said, like, before, I know nobody thinks of it that way, but the part where I was saying where every decision seems like the wrong decision, that starts to pull me out of a movie after a while. I'm like, nobody would do, like, this is supposed to be.
No, people.
So why do you watch horror movies? Like, all the same of the things, fucking decisions the same things bother that they me. Do.
But usually there's one character that's making something, doing something right. Right. Like, this movie is like, why? Why?
All right, Sophia.
AIDS deserve, these people like, deserve the AIDS.
Wow.
I give it like a 3.5 out of 5.5 out of like 9.5 in Greeley.
Okay, right. She understands.
So I like that. A very high rating.
So that's like a solid
that's like a C-.
Yeah.
This is definitely my favorite musical.
C to C minus, yeah.
Definitely my favorite musical. It's, I don't know where it ranks in my favorite movies of all time. It probably doesn't rank anywhere I would near
say
the top.
I would say it's in my top 5 musicals. I would say that.
Personally, I've seen so many musicals, so I don't like know which one's my favorite.
I've seen a ton of musicals.
So it's like, in the top 30,000 of the musicals?
Yeah, if I you, love like.
If
all
you haven't
musicals.
Gone to the Candlelight Dinner Theater, it's fucking worth the money. You know what? It's worth it.
That might be a father-daughter.
We're not, yeah, it's the right, worth it. We're not even the right culture for musicals.
I do. I love it.
I love musicals.
I forgot. I will not no, I'm continue saying, like, to forget like, that you're into juice.
There are other cultures that do musicals now, so. Way better yeah. than us.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm
like
sure.
Bali. All their movies.
Bali? Okay.
Bollywood.
Dude, you want musicals.
Duh, that's straight
those are some
up.
Badass movies.
Dude, some of them are crazy action, crazy horror movies, yeah. But also musicals.
I'm telling you, I think Bollywood does musicals way better than we ever did.
All right, let's wrap this up, guys.
All right, you want to go home? I'm sorry, Jesus.
Dude, it's like 9:10.
It's all right.
We've been going for like 3 hours.
It's like 9, this old man has to get to bed.
There's plenty of other...
There's plenty of other stuff
I
over
am
there.
Very tired.
My mom had me watch Crybaby in the entire movie. I was like, what is going on?
I like that
John
movie.
Waters movie.
I like that movie.
On.
Not only was it like 9:30, so I was exhausted because I got to bed at like 8:30, but also.
She's an old lady.
Yeah. It was like, why is he crying one tear? Because he's Crybaby.
Yeah, duh. That's his thing.
What?
That's what he does.
That's how he's a badass.
Yeah.
All right. Diane, good night to you, too. Thank you for joining us in the comments. We really appreciate it. We will be back in 2 weeks live on our Twitch stream and our YouTube. You can find both of those on our webpage.
We have no idea what the topics will be.
www.totlb.com.
Do you have a pop culture classic for the next time?
Yes. Well, I'll not say it right now because I got to think about it real quick.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
But anyway, you can find out about our Twitch stream, our YouTube, pretty much everywhere we're at on our website, www.totlb.com. And of course, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/totlb. Please join us in the conversation. We want to hear what you have to say about Rent. With that, I've been Gabe.
I'm Sophia.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
We're
building a restaurant in Santa Fe.
You know, I wouldn't mind opening a restaurant in Santa Fe with you, Juan.
I don't know how to cook. You'll have to teach me.
Yeah, you'll be the front of house. I'll be back of house.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Yeah. I'm good at front of house.
And I'll be in the back singing 5, 26, 3, 9, 2, 600 minutes.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.